And I realize that some of you may be a little uncomfortable with this type of conversation because you may be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, though. Although I know deep down inside I disagree with a lot of these decisions made by our leaders. I think they're wrong. I'm not so sure that I want to, you know, make any final decisions about rightness or wrongness of what they do, because I know that we're not supposed to be judging. And a lot of churchgoers, a lot of Christians, a lot of saints think that it is absolutely wrong for Christians to make any kind of judgment about situations, circumstances, about the rightness or wrongness of what people do. There are scriptures that let us know that we need to make sure that we are not being judgmental. But there are scriptures that let us know that on the other side of that equation, we are supposed to be making right judgments. Let me share with you some of those scriptures. And don't get me wrong, I know that some people are going to just absolutely reject what I say. And a lot of times it's because, you know, so often people have so much stuff going on inside themselves that they don't want anyone looking at them and seeing the mess that's in them. And they get hot under the collar. Steam starts coming out of the ears when you start talking about making the kinds of judgments that God directs us, instructs us to make. Even when you share scripture that verifies that God gives us a mandate to make proper judgments. And they'll get upset and say, we don't have time to be judging nobody. I know I don't. I'm just all I can to keep myself in check. I don't need to be looking at. I understand. That's a defense mechanism. Very often, that's a defense mechanism put into play by people who have such a mess in themselves that they want to shut down anyone else's freedom to obey the mandate of God, to see what's there and help with in whatever ways they can. Can you imagine how difficult it would be for us to sharpen one another? Remember, iron sharpens iron. Can you imagine how difficult it would be to sharpen each other if we never saw anything but each other's strengths and just closed our eyes to the flaws, the defects, the mess that's in each other? Can you imagine how difficult it would be for us to be helpers one to another, particularly when it comes to the mandate to help each other become more and more like Christ as we cleanse ourselves from remaining sin? Helping each other become more like our righteous God. If we just closed our eyes to all the bad stuff that's in other people and pretended like it wasn't there. I'm just saying, we are given a mandate by God. Those of you who are so uncomfortable about someone seeing your mess, rather than fight against God, by fighting against his written word that commands us to make proper judgments, go ahead and clean yourselves up and let God do the cleaning that only God can do, and then you'll be okay with people seeing you. Some scriptures where God makes it clear that his people are to be making proper judgments. You notice I keep emphasizing proper judgments. We don't want to be hypocrites who, on the other extreme end of what I was just talking about, the person who's such a mess, they just don't want anyone to see them. We don't want to be hypocrites who, as Jesus mentioned, have all this mess going on inside of ourselves. And we enjoy whatever it is that makes us messy. But we see mess that's in someone else's life, and we hate that mess. And we want that person to take care of that mess that's in their own lives, that's in them, while we continue to let what's in us fester because we enjoy our mess so much. That's hypocrisy. That's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be caring first and foremost about our own sanctity, our own sanctification, our own cleanliness, so that, as the Lord Jesus said, then we can see clearly to help our brothers, our sisters, get rid of the mess that's in them. He didn't say, don't make any proper judgments. Don't see what's there. He said, just take care of what's in you first. And then when you're able to see clearly, help your brother too. That's proper judgment. Many of these verses, by the way, I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. Beware of false prophets who come to you dressed as sheep, but inside they are devouring wolves. You will fully recognize them by their fruits. Do people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every healthy or sound tree bears good fruit, worthy of admiration. But the sickly, decaying, worthless tree bears bad, worthless fruit. A good, healthy tree cannot bear bad, worthless fruit, nor can a bad, diseased tree bear excellent fruit worthy of admiration. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, you will fully know them by their fruits. We look at the behaviors. We pay attention to the attitudes. We pay attention to what kinds of outcomes are brought about as a result of what these people do. We listen to what they say. Do they slander? Do they sow seeds of discord? We're supposed to be taking note of that. The Lord Jesus said, you will fully know them by their fruits. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Listen to this from 1 Corinthians 5, verses 12 through 13. What business of mine is it, and what right have I to judge outsiders? Is it not those inside the church upon whom you are to pass disciplinary judgment, passing censuring sentence on them as the facts require? Listen to John 7 and 24. Be honest in your judgment. Now, as I've already said, I know that there are scriptures that let us know we're not to be judgmental. But listen to these scriptures where the God whom we serve is making clear that we are to judge. We are to make proper judgment. Be honest in your judgment and do not decide at a glance, superficially and by appearances, but judge fairly and righteously. Judge fairly and righteously. That is the command. Judge fairly and righteously. So again, I want to ask the question, how are we doing? Knowing now, and there are many more scriptures where God makes it clear that proper judgment, correct judgment, is not only a privilege, but a responsibility by way of commands from God himself of those of us who truly are children of God, people of God, saints of God. And like I said, I know some people are going to continue to fight against that because of stuff you have in you, and you don't want anyone to see what's in you, no matter how clean the other people may be. No matter how genuine and pleasing to God they may be, they especially are the ones you don't want looking at you and seeing the mess that's in you. Stop putting yourself through that and go ahead and get cleaned up. In the meantime, let's continue to look at what's been happening with regards to decisions made by so many who have contributed by their votes, by their actions, to the misery of so many humans who've been created by God in his image.